Hey everyone, this is Brendan Landis here. Welcome to episode 4. Today we'll be joined by my good friend Scotty G. What up, Scotty?
What's up, buddy? How's it going, man?
It's going good. Going good. How you been?
Pretty good, man. I'm hanging in there, staying busy.
Good. That's good. So, Scotty, tell us what helped you get through your last breakup.
Oh man, I've been single for a minute, so I got to look back here, man. What helped me get through it was definitely my bodybuilding show. Right around the time we split up, I was committing to a bodybuilding show that I was doing later that summer. And just sticking with the prep, it really kept me focused. It really kept my head out of the gutter, honestly. Because when you go through a breakup, any breakup, honestly, we can all relate to this. Man, it's tough. It rocks your world.
It's definitely hard.
Yeah, it's tough mentally, man. I mean, your mind is in a thousand different places. So the best thing you can do is start a goal or start a mission. Start something new. That way you can get your mind off of her. And it just kind of keeps your head out of the gutter, too. Keeps you sober. Keeps you straight. You know, you're doing the best that you can once you set a goal. So I think what really helped me out was that bodybuilding show that I did.
So with your bodybuilding, what made you want to do that? Like what, like going through that breakup, what like made you decide I'm going to do this bodybuilding competition? Like what set your mind to that?
I realized that the more I focused on myself, the more I focused on my diet, my nutrition, my training, everything that goes into the whole process of it all, the less I put focus on her. The less I was tripping over the little things that I realized weren't as big and dramatic as I made them out to be. Because, like, it's like when you go through a tough breakup mentally, it's like this gigantic war is going off inside your head. Nobody else around you understands besides you. Only you can feel the pain. Only you can feel the emotions. And once you realize that it's all within you, you have more control than what you realize. But what really kept my head on straight was committing to my competition, and it really helped me out, honestly, man.
That's good. So where are you today getting through your breakup? I know it's been a while, like you said, but like, how's life treating you with everything? Like, where are you mentally today with getting through your breakup? Like, how is life treating you and everything?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm doing better than ever.
That's great.
To me, it's I go on dates every now and then. I go on casual dates. I'm in a weird spot where I'm more focused on my career. I wouldn't really say a weird spot, but I just kind of shift my focus more on myself. I'm more about working hard, and I don't think about girls as often. I'm not desperate when it comes to going on dates. I don't feel obligated to go out on the weekends constantly. Like I'm more of a very reserved, quiet type of guy. Like on the weekends I'm weird, but like I'd rather stay at home and just chill out, watch Netflix, man, read a book. I'm weird like that, but like I think you need to spend more time alone, especially when you're single, because it just helps you stay focused, and it reminds you that you don't need anybody else. You really don't. So that's pretty much what I've been doing nowadays. Working a lot, but man, I enjoy it. You know, I really enjoy it all.
That's good. So what's some advice that you could give people who are listening today who recently just got through a breakup? Like, what's some advice you could give them?
Honestly, guys, took me a long time to figure this one out, but there's nothing wrong with being single. There's like this negative stigma that we carry that we were taught, or we thought at a very young age, that being single was a bad thing, you know. And I, on behalf of everybody, really, I grew up thinking that too. I was insecure about being single. I didn't like to be the only single guy in my friend group. You know, I thought that was lame. I thought that something was wrong with me, that I was lacking something. Get that out of your head. I mean, I think that's further out of the truth. You know, I think that's such a misconception, and that keeps us in this negative state of mind the more we believe that. So then the last thing you should do is just be bitter about it either. Because when you are negative towards attracting love, it simply won't happen. You're making life a lot harder on yourselves by being resentful and just saying, oh, nobody understands me, you know, and you start to blame other people for your problems. That's when you separate yourself, man. I mean, I think it's mud in the waters. You make life a lot tougher on yourself. So if you shut out love, it's really going to hurt you in the end. So be vulnerable. That's what I've really learned lately, is quit putting up walls. You know what I mean? We often block out everything around us and we pretend to be someone we're not. And really, if we're completely honest, completely vulnerable, we open up, we tell people our secrets. Even just little things about people. It's like me. Yeah. I smoke weed on the weekends, this and that, right? It's like, it feels good to say, dude. It's so liberating. So the more you are willing to open up about those things, anything about you, man, anything, open up about it. It really helps you truly be more of yourself. And I think once you learn how to let go of the bad things and give in to the good things, and you really find out more about yourself throughout this whole process. So hopefully that helps, man. I mean, I think another thing is, you know, life is better when you don't center it on what's happening around you and instead center it on what's happening inside you instead. So work on yourself and really protect your inner peace.
So, well, Scotty, those are all great things, and I hope life is treating you good, man. And I appreciate you joining me today, and stay in touch. And people who are listening today will be able to take your advice, what you just gave, and they'll be able to take something from it and be able to use it towards their future. So I appreciate you joining me today, and I hope you have a great one, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.